Hey, this is Ola, live from my Empire Pro Studios. Today we're talking about what is a marketing funnel. We're gonna simplify marketing funnels. So stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On today's episode, I have a question that came in. It's all about marketing funnels, and I want to simplify marketing funnels for you. Maybe you've been hearing about marketing funnels and you're a little bit confused and you're not sure how this works, how this fits into your business, how this fits into your daily life. I have a question that came in and it's going to help us dive in a little bit deeper. This person asked a question and he says, "I came online to find an easy way to get more customers." Makes sense? Sadly, I've spent the last 6 to 9 months just getting into more and more complicated stuff. There's a lot of people like that, you know. If I knew that it would be this complicated, and maybe I would not have quit my job so early. A lot of people do that too. Let me just say this before I move on forward with the question. Make sure, unless you're a college student or you don't have any kind of responsibilities, you don't have bills to pay, make sure that you keep that money coming in until it's replaced. Okay? There's a ton of people, entrepreneurship is so hot right now, and sadly, a lot of people are making that mistake of throwing in the towel on their job a bit too early. Okay? Make sure that the income is replaced before you, and take it from me because I learned the hard way. Okay? So, I want you to quit your job. I want you to fire your boss, but I want you to be realistic. If you have bills to pay, if you're not taking care of it and you have to look over your shoulder every month, it's a very bad place to be. And you, if you can avoid that, avoid it, okay? Because honestly, the fortunes are built after five and not 9 to 5, okay? So that means after your 9 to 5, you should have, if you're dedicated and you're committed enough to building wealth, to building a business, then you can do that anyway, okay? All right, so he says, it's a bit too late to be regretting now. He's right. It's no, but I spent lots of money on traffic, but I have this other mentor who said something about sales funnel, and he suggested I use clicks funnel. All right, so that's a good point. Here's the thing, okay? I'm going to define what sales funnels are for you in a second. But first of all, let me just say this, okay? Sales funnel does not manufacture traffic. However, if you're driving traffic without having a proper sales funnel in place, chances are you're losing money, okay? And I will explain that for you in details in a few minutes, okay? If you're driving traffic through a non-designated sales funnel to receive and multiply that traffic, you're probably losing money, okay? So let's just write that down. So he asked, do you use clicks funnels to generate your own leads and customers too? What is a marketing funnel if my question doesn't even make sense? Absolutely, the question did not make sense, okay? Clicks funnels is a tool that allow you to build sales funnel, okay? But ClickFunnels does not manufacture traffic, okay? As a matter of fact, nothing manufactures traffic, okay? Traffic simply means you and I on the website, browsing around on the internet, right? And every time we click something, a new traffic is created, right? Every time we click on something, a new click of traffic is created, right? If I go to Google or Yahoo and I search for something and boom, I click on it, I find the result I'm looking for, a new traffic is created. If I received an email and what they're saying in the email makes sense and I feel like I need to watch the video, when I click on it, a new traffic is created. That's what traffic is, okay? Now, the path that you take a typical the path that you take an ideal prospect, right? An ideal prospect clicks on one of your clicks, right? It becomes a traffic on your website, right? The path you take them through in order to maximize average customer value is what you call a funnel. Okay, we call it the sales funnel. Okay, and I'm going to explain that to you in a little bit more detail over the next few minutes so you can understand it. Okay. First of all, let me use the example of McDonald's, right? McDonald's is positioned right there on the main street on the corner, right? When you make that right into that drive-through, consider that kind of like traffic, okay? Because then there's traffic going around the drive-through, and the number of cars going through that drive-through per day obviously would determine how much money they're gonna make, okay? It's directly proportional. How many cars go through that drive-through is directly proportional to how much money that McDonald's franchise is going to make that day, okay? Now, here's the thing, okay? An average car that goes through that drive-through, they're not gonna buy the same amount of money. They're not gonna buy the same dollars, right? Some people will buy just nuggets for $3. Some people will buy a whole meal for the family for $21, right? Does that make sense? So it varies. It depends on what they want to buy, and then it depends on the ability of the sales funnel, okay? So that drive-through will be kind of like the sales funnel. So it depends on the ability of McDonald's to convert each customer to higher and higher dollars. That's what I mean by maximizing the average customer value. Some people call it the average transactional value, right? How much money on an average is each transaction? Each transaction will vary depending on each car's needs. Sometimes you have a whole family in a car. Sometimes it's just that one person in a car. Sometimes that one person just want a cup of coffee for $1.20. And sometimes that person want a full-blown meal for $7.13, right? So the amount of dollars you spend per car will vary per car, per car, per car, right? But the goal of a business is obviously you want to maximize profits. You want to maximize an average customer value, an average transactional value for each car that goes through. So let's say, for example, there are 200 cars, just hypothetically, I don't know the proper estimate. Hypothetically, let's say 200 cars will drive through. Let's say there will be average, let's say there are 200 drive-throughs per day, right? And I have 200 drive-through per day. If the average transactional value is $5, that will be 200 multiplied by 5. That would mean they made $1,000 in that day. That's 200 times 5, right? But that does not mean that every single car actually purchased something up to $5. Some purchased $1.20 and some purchased $7.13, and some purchased $21 for the whole family, right? Even though it's a brand, so when you average everything together and you divide it by the number of drive-throughs, when you had all the money that was made in that day, right? And you divide it by 200 drive-throughs, you will have the average customer value or average transactional value, right? So that drive-through is now the funnel. So when you come on the internet, okay, and you have one product to sell, you're automatically shooting yourself on the foot by having just one thing to sell, okay? Or let me say you have one offer, okay? You may have one thing, but you may present it in multiple different types of offer. You may package it into a bundle. You may say, hey, just you can buy it in pieces. You may say, hey, if you buy this amount of amount of that product, I will give you a wholesale price, right? You may do all kind of creative things like that to increase the average customer value, okay, in your funnel, okay? So the path that you take a customer through in order to increase the average customer value is what you call the sales funnel. Here's the fact. We call it a funnel because it's shaped like a funnel, right? It's bigger at the top and it's smaller at the bottom. Why? Because an average person, no, let me say, not everybody that comes in through the top of the funnel will end up at the bottom, okay? That's number one way of looking at a funnel, okay? So you have a ton of people coming in. A lot of them are looking for freebies, right? But the bottom is smaller because the average customer value at the bottom is a lot more bigger. So an average person that ends up at the bottom of the funnel will end up paying $200 for your product or more. An average person at the top of the funnel will end up paying less than 50 cents, okay? Because some of them are not gonna buy anything and some of them are gonna buy $1.20 and stuff like that, right? And so at the bottom of the funnel, there's a higher value, right? You're gonna make all your profits at the bottom. Some people call it the back end, right? You're gonna make a whole lot more money at the bottom because it's a less number of people, but people that actually pay premium for your line of product. Does that make sense? All right, so let me go back to the McDonald's analogy for a second, right? Everybody comes through the door, let's say everybody just wants apple pie. Two apple pies for $1, right? But then you say, hey, would you want fries to go with that? Okay, let me do the more realistic one, right? Let's say everybody just want the number two, right? That's my favorite at McDonald's. Anytime I stop by there, don't ask me, all right? Number two, right? Two cheeseburgers, right? And one fries, right? And a cup of drink, right? And that's about $6 or $7, right? So let's say everybody that drives through wants something like that, like a little combo that costs between $5 to $7, right? But at the end of it, right? He said, would you want two apple pies with that? That's called upselling, okay? That's called upselling. It's a real way of making money, okay? So a lot of people come into the business, into any business, and they're mad because there's upselling. Well, you can't be mad if you're an entrepreneur. If you're mad and you're an entrepreneur, you're shooting yourself in the legs, because that's actually some of the best ways to increase your profit in business, okay? By asking people if you can help them further, right? It's a better way to say it, right? If I can, hey, maybe I can add two apple pies to that for a dollar and make it better for you. Each dollar collected. So on average, maybe most people will not take the upsell. Most people will say, no, thanks. I just want my sandwich, right? And they go, right? But if 10 out of every 100 say yes, had the apple pie for a dollar, right? Because maybe I want to give it to the children when I get home. Maybe I just want to make it, put it in the fridge in case I want to get back to it later, right? So like 10 out of 100 says yes. That would be a dollar times 10. That's additional $10 in revenue. And that increases your average customer value. That's called a funnel, okay? So with that being said, the beginning of a funnel is usually you giving away something for free in exchange for contact information. Right, you're building your list, you're generating leads, right? You give away something of value, something like in internet marketing land, you want something that has a value of at least $97. In other words, if they apply the value that's inside of what you give away, it can literally mean $97, right? In information, because information changes the world, right? Information can add money to your pocket, can take money, lack of information can take money away from your pocket, right? So if you give away some pieces of information that's worth over $97 in exchange for someone's contact information, you're generating leads. Most of the audience on your website are probably at that place, right? So the first step is they became a traffic. They saw something that makes sense, they click over to your website. All right, the next level is somebody, like a percentage, about 20 to 30% will say, yes, give me that stuff, it's worth $97, I'll give you my email address. Now it's gonna be a percentage, 20 to 30%. That means about 70% of people disappeared. That means they left the website, right? Again, remember we're going through the funnel. First, you have traffic, reach, okay? You have people that see your ad, right? And then you have people that click on your website, become traffic. And then you have people that say, hey, yeah, here's my email address. You can send me more emails about what you have to offer. There's leads, right? There's three levels right there. The next level, you give somebody some kind of a tripwire offer, some people call it, something very simple that they can purchase for less than $100, right? And then the next level, you add more value and say, hey, would you like this for $200? I'm gonna help you do it, right? And then the next level, you have the next level, you say, hey, why don't I give you a full-blown coaching, personal one-on-one coaching? I'll help you through this process. You got the information already, but if you want me to personally walk you through the process, I'll give you for an additional $1,000, right? Some people, that's value to some people, because some people will consider themselves not so computer savvy and they want somebody to help them walk through it. Or simply put, they don't have the time to do this thing themselves and they'll rather you as the expert do it for them. And then that increases the value. So it goes from what to why to how to DFY, which is done for you. And your funnels can literally be in that order, right? So what is it that you're offering? Why should they take advantage of what you're offering, right? And then how to, you can sell that for a higher premium price because you're showing them how to do it. They already know what, they already know why they need it. They already know why they want it. And then you show them how to, or you can offer a day. Then at the end of the back, on the end of the funnel, you can do done for you, DFY. You help them accomplish that stuff. They don't have to worry about it. You invest your time. It's going to be your personal time. So they got to pay a higher premium because your personal time is involved. All right. So let's do this again. What? It's just information, right? But information that can change their life, right? And you say, why? That's additional value of information because now you're explaining to them why they need to apply this to their life, their lifestyle, their business, and why it's going to improve their life, their lifestyle, and business, right? I don't know how burgers can improve your life, lifestyle. Maybe your lifestyle is food, right? You enjoy food, right? But any product or service falls in this category, right? So the front end of the funnel, or you could say the top of the funnel, right, is essentially the what. The next level in that funnel is why, right? The next level in that funnel is going to be how to. Now, some of the people that I see the what are not interested. They're like, yeah, good information, but no, they just leave, right? And then the why, that's another level. And then the how, right? The how to, how do you do it, right? You can record videos, video courses. You can put out a PDF. You can put out a book on how to, right? That's another level in the funnel, right? And then you get to the next level, which is, you know what? I don't have the time to do this. Can you just do it for me? And then you charge a premium because that's involving your personal time, right? Then you have, it's a higher premium price, involves your personal time, but it's worth it for you because guess what? Most people that came in through the top of the funnel are not going to end up at the bottom of the funnel. Why? It's just natural, okay? People fall off for multiple different reasons. The baby came in the room. They really don't need it. They realize that, you know what? I have something else going on before. Don't take it personally. Just people going through what we call economy, okay? And that's your sales funnel, okay? A whole lot of people come in at the top. A lot less people come down through the bottom. But those people are going to be representative of 80% of your revenue. Okay, that's the whole point of a sales funnel. Just imagine if you don't have a sales funnel, you assume everybody's supposed to buy, and you assume that just that one product is good enough, right? And you sell for $1 each, $1.20 coffee, right? You're at the McDonald's and you're selling $1.20 coffee. You're gonna need about 10,000 of those people to make $10,000 in a day, right? But if you provide additional value for people who wanna go even deeper through the funnel, if you provide additional value, you're gonna find that one person that's gonna pay $30 for the meal for the family. And how many do you need to make, how many $30 transactions do you need to have $10,000 in a day? It's a lot less, okay? It's a lot less than 1,000 as opposed to 10,000 people, right? And that's the purpose of for funnel. The funnel is designed to increase the average transactional or average customer value in your business, okay? Now, how the people are coming through the funnel has nothing to do with traffic, and that's why I wanted to address the question that this person asked earlier. Do you use ClickFunnels to generate your own leads and customer too? Well, ClickFunnels is a tool that helps you build a sales funnel, starting from where people come in through the traffic all the way through when they buy the first product, and then you offer more products in addition to value, right? And things like that, right? ClickFunnels is just a tool. You still have to drive traffic through the tool. So ClickFunnels does not manufacture traffic. Maybe they have another service that does that, but they don't manufacture traffic. That's not their job. Their job is to help you filter the traffic that you're driving through it, through the sales funnel, and help you increase the average customer value of that platform. Okay? So that's how this helps your business. Now, what does it look like to not have a sales funnel? Okay, simply means you're assuming that everybody wants the same product or the same level of product. It simply means you're assuming that everybody wants the same level of service. Well, guess what? You're losing money. Okay, but if you understand that some people just want the information and some people want you to do it for them and everything in between, right? Then there's a lot more money for you to be made, okay? And depending on what kind of business you're in, you may not be able to fit it in, and you're trying to struggle. It's very, very simple. It's what? Information, right? Why? Additional information. How to? Tutorials, okay? It can be pre-recorded. It doesn't involve your personal time other than once. And you can sell that over and over again, right? And then you also have what you call the you can do additional premium coaching in between, and then you can do done for you services, right? Let me just do it for you. I do the work for you. And then you pay me $15,000, you pay me $20,000 because it's worth it for you. Because if you pay me $15,000 and I get that done for you, it's gonna make you $25,000 every single month that you pay me that money. Why won't you do it over and over, right? So that's how you can structure your business into a sales funnel, okay? Some people show it as a funnel like that, and some people say front end, back end. Essentially, the funnel, the top of it is the front, the first place where people land on when it comes into encounter with your business. And that usually is an ad on Facebook, an ad on YouTube, a video that you put out. Like, for example, well, if you're brand new here right now, this will be the front end of my funnel. And by the way, if you're brand new, make sure you subscribe to this channel because I release videos like this all the time. Okay, if you want to be notified, make sure you click the bell right next to the subscribe button and make sure you're getting that. And if you've been here already before and you haven't taken my free masterclass where I covered this in details, especially when it comes to how to drive traffic through it. And as far as funnels, I keep it very, very simple. A lot of people end up complicating this process. It's a very, very simple process. You can watch this video over and over again to really understand what a sales funnel is. A sales funnel allows you to make a lot more money from the same amount of traffic. Okay? So if you're generating traffic and you're not seeing sales, it's because you don't have a proper sales funnel in place. That's simply what that means. Okay? All right, so that's what I have for you. Again, if you're brand new here, subscribe. If you've been here already and you haven't attended the free class, make sure you go through olatux.com/mastermind, olatux.com/mastermind, and take advantage of it. If you have a teammate, a member of your organization that you feel like can get value from this video, please click share. And more importantly, click share and give me a thumbs up if you like this. And if you have thoughts around this and you have a contribution, you have a question, more questions, please post them right below in the comment area. I appreciate you being here today. I will see you on the next episode. Peace.